Part B. Take a closer look. Okay, let's stop there. We'll check back in on Andrew and Rob later. So far, you've heard these expressions. Listen to each explanation and then try to repeat the example for practice.
Beats me.
I don't know. I have no idea. You want to know if we turn here? Beats me. You have the directions.
To have something covered.
To be responsible for something, to handle something. Rob said that he was in charge of the directions. He said he had the directions covered.
To slip someone's mind.
To be forgotten by someone. Andrew forgot to bring the directions to the picnic. It slipped his mind.
Look who's talking.
An expression of disbelief or irony, meaning that someone is guilty of something he or she is blaming someone else for. You're calling me irresponsible? Look who's talking. You're the most irresponsible person I know.
To not give a damn.
To not care. Rob thinks that Andrew doesn't care about anything. He thinks Andrew doesn't give a damn about his responsibilities. Note that some people consider the word damn to be harsh and impolite, so an alternate expression is to not give a darn. You don't give a darn about anything.
To fly off the handle.
To become extremely agitated, excited, or angry. To react too strongly to a situation. When Nate saw that someone had eaten his sandwich, he went into a rage. He really flew off the handle.
To make a mountain out of a molehill.
To exaggerate a situation. To turn a relatively minor situation into something much bigger or more important than it should be. Andrew thinks Rob is more upset than he should be. Andrew thinks Rob is making a mountain out of a molehill.
To have a bone to pick with someone.
To have a problem or complaint about someone. Rob is upset with Andrew for some reason. Rob has a bone to pick with Andrew.
To get something out in the open.
To air a complaint or a grievance. To discuss something openly. Andrew thinks that Rob has a complaint that he's been hiding or keeping silent about. He wants to discuss it openly. He wants to get it out in the open.
Slacker.
A lazy or irresponsible person. Gary has no job and is living rent-free at his girlfriend's apartment while she pays all the bills and buys all the food. Gary is a real slacker. This expression is related to the verb to slack off. Gary's girlfriend works very hard, but he just slacks off.
All right, that covers the expressions we've heard so far. But before we continue to listen in on Andrew and Rob, let's focus on a few more important expressions. Listen for them and try to remember what they mean.
To be eating someone.
To bother, aggravate, or frustrate someone over a period of time. Olson heard that his colleagues think he is snobby. It bothers him so much that he can't stop thinking about it. It is really eating him.
Bent out of shape.
Annoyed or bothered by something. Upset. Note that this expression suggests that the reason behind the emotion is insignificant or not worth being upset about. Don't be so sensitive. I just said that your soup needed a little bit more salt. Why are you so bent out of shape?
To lighten up.
To take a more casual or relaxed attitude. To not be overly upset or angry about something. Why are you so upset about getting to an appointment 5 minutes late? You need to lighten up or you'll have a heart attack.
To lean on.
To rely or count on. To be dependent on someone else instead of being self-sufficient. You can't rely on others to get you out of your problems. You have to be self-reliant. You can't lean on others to fix your problems.
To pick up someone's slack.
To compensate for someone else's shortcomings. Tanya didn't do the shopping like she said she would. Now Ingrid has to do it instead. Ingrid has to pick up Tanya's slack.
To pass the buck.
To put the blame or responsibility on someone else. Whenever Giorgio is to blame for some mistake, he tries to suggest that it's someone else's fault. Giorgio is always trying to pass the buck.
To hook someone up with something.
To arrange for someone to have something. To help someone obtain something or to give someone something. You need a ride home? My car is right over there. I can hook you up with a ride.
To screw up.
To make mistakes. To perform poorly. Jason used to get really good grades, but since he started hanging out with a new group of friends, he's really been screwing up at school.
To give someone a bad name.
To give someone a bad reputation. When the Soblinskys' son got in trouble with the police, they were afraid it would ruin their reputation. They were afraid that it would give them a bad name.
To work your tail off.
To work very hard. To put forth great effort. Andrew thinks he works very hard at his job. He thinks he works his tail off.
To twiddle your thumbs.
To do nothing. Literally, to have your hands clasped and to move your thumbs in circles around each other. While everyone else was working, Yusuf sat there and did nothing to help. He just sat there and twiddled his thumbs.
Bull.
Nonsense. Something untrue or unbelievable. He told you that he's in a band and is about to be very famous? Ah, that's complete bull. Note that this is a shortened, more polite form of an expression containing a four-letter word. Bull on its own is not considered vulgar, though.
To chat someone up.
To talk to someone. To show interest in someone by making conversation. When Nancy is interested in meeting a guy she sees, she walks right up to him and starts to chat him up.
To lift a finger.
To offer help. To put forth effort to do some sort of physical work. I clean the house all day and you just sit there watching TV. You never even lift a finger to help me.
To look like a train wreck.
To be very messy or in terrible condition. To appear as if destroyed in some kind of accident. After the party, Hank's living room looked like a train wreck.
To pitch in.
To assist. To share in a responsibility, such as housework or bill paying. You're 22 years old, so if you're going to live at home, then you're going to pitch in with groceries and other bills.
To get off your high horse.
To stop acting superior or self-righteous. Mark should stop lecturing you about how he thinks you should live your life. He should just get off his high horse.
To show someone up.
To try to appear better or more competent than other people. Raul used to brag that he was the fastest runner in class, but when Andy arrived, he challenged Raul to prove that he was better. Andy wanted to show Raul up.
Goody goody.
An unflattering name for someone who behaves very well, is very responsible, and never gets into any kind of trouble. An expression that suggests that someone is afraid to do anything wrong. There's no way that Nancy will come to the party with us. She's such a goody-goody, she'd be afraid her parents would find out.
To be at someone's throat.
To be fighting with someone. To be aggressively attacking someone. The kids are bored, so they've been fighting all day. They've been at each other's throats all day.
To give something a rest.
To stop doing something. To pause or take a break from some kind of activity. Andrew and Rob had been arguing for a while before Rob suggested that they give it a rest.